the misnomer of the Ten Commandments. Everybody knows about Ten Commandments, and there are Ten Commandments that God gave us at Mount Sinai. Really, word commandment, which means an order that someone gives to someone, that's what commandment is, in Hebrew is mitzvah. Mitzvah is a commandment. So when you are saying that I'm doing a mitzvah, mitzvah means a commandment. By the way, very often, mitzvah is also misunderstood. People think that mitzvah is a good deed. Well, good deed is a mitzvah, but mitzvah is not a good deed. In other words, there are many mitzvahs. Putting on a tefillin is a mitzvah. Keeping Shabbos is a mitzvah. Helping someone is one of 613 mitzvahs. When people think that mitzvah is just helping someone, they are ignoring 612 out of 613 mitzvahs. So helping someone is a mitzvah, but there is 612 more. Mitzvah means commandment. If you look at the Hebrew wording of Ten Commandments, it doesn't say Ten Commandments. It says Aseret HaDibrot, which literally means Ten Statements. It's not a commandment. It's a statement. And this is why, grammatically, it's not phrased as ordering someone to do something, but as a future tense verb. You will not murder. You will not steal. You will keep Shabbos. Why are these phrases statements, and what is the difference? The difference is that in our world, we have different types of laws. There are laws like traffic laws, and then there are laws like laws of nature. They both are called laws, but they're different laws. Traffic law is phrased in a way of you should not speed. A law of nature is phrased in the way of this will happen. When we are teaching the law of gravity, we do not say a ball should fall when you let it out of your hands. It says it will fall. That's just how it's going to happen. A ball will fall. That's how we teach the laws of nature. When we teach traffic laws, we say you should not speed. We don't say you will not speed. This is the difference. Both of them are called laws, but some of them are laws of nature, and some of them are laws which are superimposed upon us by a higher authority. So a mitzvah is a law which is superimposed on us by a higher authority. That's why putting on tefillin is a mitzvah. That's why lighting Shabbat candles is a mitzvah. But 10 statements that we heard at Mount Sinai were not laws which are superimposed on us. These are 10 statements, 10 descriptions of natural laws of this world. This is about spiritual nature, though, not physical nature. The law of gravity is describing our physical nature. The 10 statements that we heard at Mount Sinai are describing our spiritual nature. So our spiritual nature is such that we cannot violate Shabbat. We cannot murder. This is our spiritual nature. You will tell me, well, what about people who do murder? What about people who violate Shabbat? Well, there are ways of defying the gravity as well. If I see an airplane flying, it does not mean that law of gravity doesn't exist. It means that there are other factors that are allowing me to be up in the air even though there is a law of gravity. Yes, there are factors that will allow me to violate Shabbat even though the spiritual law of this world is to keep Shabbat. Just like the laws of physics are complex, and if I see something floating in the midair, it does not mean that Newton's laws ceased their existence. Spiritual laws are also complex. And if I see somebody violating those spiritual laws, it does not mean that the laws that God gave us at Mount Sinai don't exist. But these are the laws of our spiritual existence. You will tell me, well, but how come I don't feel it? Guess what? Some people don't feel the laws of physics as well, or they don't realize them. Because these laws are so complex, it took people many, many centuries to come to a realization of them. And believe you me, these were bright people who lived back then. And they still didn't realize that. So if I will claim that, you know what, I don't feel the effect of the spiritual laws of the universe on me, and I will claim that therefore they don't exist, I will say, well, guess what? There were bright people in past generations who for centuries did not feel the effects of laws of physics, or at least they said so. They did not realize that laws of physics affect them. And they were at least as bright as we are. We do not necessarily realize the effects of all the laws around us, both physical and spiritual. What is called Ten Commandments are really Ten Statements because they are describing the spiritual nature of our world. Commandment is something I'm ordered to do. Putting on tefillin is a commandment. You will not steal is a statement describing the spiritual nature of this world.